My grandpa used to carry an alley-oop hammer, a heavy iron pipe with a big hunk of lead melted on the end. The workers made them during the sit-down strikes to protect themselves. When I was growing up, we would use that hammer whenever we needed to pound a stake or something into the yard. It is wonderful that most people don't need to carry a heavy blunt object for protection anymore. But just in case, I brought it with me. All right. My dad became a professor at Michigan State. And I was an incredibly lucky boy. The professor's life is pretty flexible, and he was able to spend oodles of time raising me. Could there be any better upbringing than a university brat? What I'm trying to tell you, this is way more than a homecoming for me. It's not easy for me to express how proud I am to be here with my mom, my brother, and my wife, Lucy, and with all of you at this amazing institution that is responsible for my very existence. I'm thrilled for all of you, and I'm thrilled for all of your families and friends as all of us join this great big Michigan family I feel I've been a part of all of my life. What I'm also trying to tell you is I know exactly what it feels like to be sitting in your seat listening to some old gas bag give a long-winded commencement speech. Don't worry, I'll be brief. I have a story about following dreams, or maybe more accurately, it's a story about finding a path to make those dreams real. You know what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night with a vivid dream? And you know how if you don't have a pencil and pad by the bed, it will be completely gone by the next morning.